From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami.
It's the FCS quarterfinals this week, and there's no Mo Bison to worry about. Most college football observers did a double take last weekend when reading Saturday's FCS small college football scores. The undefeated defending FCS champion North Dakota State Bison lost at home. They were eliminated from the playoffs by Illinois State 29-28. NDSU's loss has opened the door for a new national champion to be crowned in less than 1 month. Villanova's 2008 national championship is the most recent title won by a member of this year's remaining eight quarterfinalist teams. So what did happen to North Dakota State last weekend? North Dakota State came into last Saturday's home playoff game with Illinois State with a perfect 12-0 record in 2025. The Bison had already defeated the Redbirds 33-16 at Illinois State a couple of months ago. However, last week, you might remember, my weekly FCS report indicated, quote, that game saw the Bison leading by only 2 points, 18-16 after three quarters, before NDSU tacked on two late scores for the final margin of victory. So Illinois State came into Fargo, North Dakota last Saturday with the knowledge that they had come really close to taking down the Bison the previous meeting. By contrast, North Dakota State confidently entered last week's game knowing that they had won 14 straight over their Missouri Valley Football Conference rivals. And the Bison wasted no time in taking a 14-0 first quarter lead in NDSU's always noisy Fargo Dome Stadium last Saturday afternoon. The first offensive play of the game for North Dakota State produced a 79-yard touchdown pass completion to Bryce Lance. Yes, that's the younger brother of former Bison and San Francisco 49er quarterback Trey Lance. North Dakota State then tacked on a 52-yard punt return for a score to take a 14-point lead in the opening quarter. Here we go again, but not this time. North Dakota State's usually punishing offense was throttled all day long. Illinois State held the Bison to just 6 first downs for the entire game. NDSU still led 28-14, though, early in the fourth quarter, as Illinois State's quarterback Tommy Rittenhouse had tossed 5 interceptions, which allowed the Bison to maintain the lead. But the Redbirds' quarterback saved his best for last. Rittenhouse tossed 2 touchdowns in the final 3 minutes of the game, plus a 2-point conversion, to give Illinois State a thrilling 29-28 win. Illinois State controlled the football, well, when they weren't throwing one of those 5 interceptions to North Dakota State. The Redbirds kept possession of the football for an incredible 42 minutes compared to just 18 for North Dakota State. The Bison finished their season at 12-1. Illinois State improved to 10-4 and now travels west this week to play UC Davis on Saturday afternoon. And now let's preview all 4 of the FCS quarterfinal playoff games this weekend. First up is a Friday night game. Number 7 Stephen F. Austin at 11-2 will visit number 2 seed Montana State, also 11-2. That game is Friday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. These two mirror image teams are going to meet Friday night in Bozeman, Montana. The SFA Lumberjacks, 11-2, opened their season with 2 straight losses, but they've reeled off 11 straight wins, that's a school record, to reach Friday's quarterfinal game. The Southland Conference champions defeated United Athletic Conference winner Abilene Christian 41-34 at home last Saturday in Nacogdoches, Texas, to advance to this weekend's quarterfinal game. But ditto for the 11-2 Montana State Bobcats. The Bobcats dropped their road opener, a money game, at Oregon and were surprised in their home opener the next week by South Dakota State. After that 0-2 start, Montana State has won 11 games in a row, and their defense has been allowing only one team, the University of Montana, to have scored more than 17 points in this current 11-game winning streak. The Big Sky Conference champion Bobcats edged Ivy League winner Yale 21-13 last Saturday in Bozeman to advance to the quarterfinals, again at home this Friday night. Stephen F. Austin's defense is doing a good job this season, too. The Jacks have allowed only 16 points per game over their 11-game winning streak. Offensively speaking, Montana State ranks number 9 nationally in scoring 36.8 points per game. But Stephen F. Austin, they're number 14, and they score 36 points per game. The explosive Lumberjacks offense has produced 57 plays this season of more than 20 yards. Montana State will expect nearly 20,000 fans at home for Friday night's ballgame. The weather will be chilly, game time temperatures around 40 degrees, and brisk winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour during the game. The second FCS playoff game of the weekend will occur on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ESPN, featuring 11-2 Villanova going to number 4 overall seed Tarleton State, who's 12-1. The Villanova Wildcats come into the quarterfinal game on Saturday in North Texas on a 10-game winning streak. Villanova went on the road last weekend to end the season for previously undefeated Lehigh 14-7 in a game played in Bethlehem, PA. The Wildcats from the Coastal Athletic Conference took advantage of two Lehigh turnovers to secure a win in this tightly contested game. Villanova's fans must travel nearly 1,600 miles to the southwest if they want to come to Stephenville, Texas, near Fort Worth, to attend Saturday's quarterfinal game. The Tarleton State Texans prevailed 31-13 last week over the University of North Dakota to advance into Saturday's quarterfinal game. The 12-1 Texans' only blemish on its record came on a last-minute field goal, which gave eventual United Athletic Conference champion Abilene Christian a 31-28 win back on November 1st. Tarleton State's defense is ranked number 10 nationally, allowing just 18 points per game. The weather for North Central Texas should be terrific on Saturday. Sunny skies with game-time temperatures around 65 degrees and light winds will make for perfect football weather conditions. Our third quarterfinal game will be Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. on ABC. The University of South Dakota Coyotes at 10-4 will visit number 3 overall seed Montana, which is 12-1. The South Dakota Coyotes and the Grizzlies of Montana are going to meet Saturday afternoon for the first time in a playoff setting. These two FBS schools are spaciously separated by nearly 1,100 miles. The University of Montana football team has never lost to South Dakota, they're 5-0, ever since the Coyotes moved up into the FCS group in 2008. And South Dakota wants to change all of that on Saturday. The 10-4 record of the Coyotes is rather deceiving. Their losses came at FBS member Iowa State early in the year, and then against three other FCS playoff qualifiers, Lamar University, Illinois State, and North Dakota State. South Dakota from the Missouri Valley Football Conference has blasted two consecutive playoff opponents. Last week's 47-0 ambush at number 6 seed Mercer has raised a lot of eyebrows around the country. The Coyotes offense ran for 309 yards and passed for another 241 last Saturday in Macon, Georgia. The defense stifled Mercer's vaunted passing attack as it produced 4 interceptions. The Montana Grizzlies of the Big Sky Conference will have the home field advantage, though, on Saturday. This will mark the first ever football game to be televised by the ABC TV network at picturesque Washington Grizzly Stadium in Missoula, Montana. The Grizzlies are the FCS all-time leaders in postseason appearances with 29, and they've won national championships back in 1995 and 2001. They want to do it again this year. The Grizz is number 3 nationally in scoring with 41.5 points a game. Their prolific passing attack produces nearly 300 yards per game and an efficient 70% completion percentage. The weather forecast for Saturday afternoon's game calls for sunshine and a balmy, by Montana standards, high temperature of 52 degrees. And finally, our fourth weekend game in the quarterfinals will be Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. on ESPN+. It will have Illinois State at 10-4, traveling to number 8 seed UC Davis, who's 9-3. This final FCS quarterfinal game of the weekend will be played just west of Sacramento on the campus of UC Davis. UC Davis and Illinois State are both seeking their school's first FCS National Football Championship. These two teams played each other last year in the second round of the FCS playoffs. The Aggies of UC Davis cruised in a 42-10 home field decision over the Redbirds from Normal, Illinois. As we covered earlier, Illinois State, which finished in third place in the Missouri Valley Football Conference this year, will not be intimidated after they traveled to number 1 seed North Dakota State last weekend and came out with a 29-28 victory. The Roadbirds are now 13-1 as a visiting team against FCS opponents in the last 2 years. Senior wide receiver Daniel Sobkowitz added 3 touchdowns against North Dakota State last weekend. He now owns the Illinois State school record with 36 touchdown catches in his career. Meanwhile, the UC Davis Aggies of the Big Sky Conference feature one of the most balanced offensive attacks in the entire FCS. Last weekend's home playoff win over Rhode Island saw the Aggies pass for 277 yards and run the ball for 276 more as they pulled away in the second half in a 47-26 victory over the Rhode Island Rams. UC Davis will be hosting a quarterfinal game at home for the first time since 2001. Saturday's weather in Northern California, what do you expect? Plenty of sunshine and a kickoff temperature at a cool 47 degrees. Enjoy the FCS playoff games this Friday night and Saturday.